Rewind, 2024 edition on Web Radio Classics. March 27th, 1841. The first steam fire engine was tested in New York City. On March 27th, 1860, the device, which officially is a covered gimlet screw with a T-handle, or corkscrew, was patented this day by M.L. Byrne of New York City. On March 27th, 1917, the Seattle Metropolitans of the Pacific Coast League of Canada defeated the Montreal Canadiens to become the first U.S. hockey team to win the Stanley Cup. March 27, 1943. Blue Ribbon Town was first heard on CBS Radio. The show lasted only a year, but it became widely known as the program that introduced audiences to the one and only...
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
Groucho Marx. On March 27, 1945...
Say it's only a paper moon sailing over cardboard sea.
Ella Fitzgerald and the Delta Rhythm Boys recorded It's Only a Paper Moon for Decca Records. March 27, 1957... Jerry Lewis hosted the 29th Annual Academy Awards at the Pantages Theater, Los Angeles. The Oscar for the Best Picture went to Around the World in 80 Days. Best Actor was... Yul Brynner for The King and I. And the Best Actress was Ingrid Bergman for Anastasia. The Best Song was... Whatever will be, will be. Que sera, sera, from The Man Who Knew Too Much. March 27, 1973. It was Oscar night for the 45th time at the Dorothy Chandler Pavilion, Los Angeles. Marlon Brando said, "You can keep it," when they offered him the Oscar for Best Actor for his performance as The Godfather. Brando refused to accept the award because he felt that the U.S. and Hollywood were discriminating against American Indians. The Best Song Oscar went to...
There's got to be a morning after.
The Morning After from The Poseidon Adventure. On March 27, 1995... The 67th Annual Academy Awards were handed out at the Shrine Auditorium, Los Angeles. The Best Picture, Forrest Gump.
My mom always said, life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Its star, Tom Hanks, won the Best Oscar. Celebrating birthdays today, Academy Award-winning screenwriter Quentin Tarantino was born in 1963.
And you finally see.
And Grammy Award-winning singer Mariah Carey was born in 1970. The number one record on this date in 1963 was...
He's so fine.
Lang, lang, lang.
She were mine.
Lang.
He's so fine by the Chiffons. And that's Rewind for March 27th, 2024. Listen for Rewind twice daily at 7:20 a.m. and 4:20 p.m. here on Web Radio Classics. The best music you forgot.